Black Heritage Week was observed, and Bill Russell was a speaker. He stayed in your home. He, of course, played center for the Boston Celtics, 5-time winner of the NBA Most Valuable Player Award. Tell us what he was like to have as a house guest.
Bill was a wonderful man. He is a wonderful man for many reasons. He has a sense of humor that's second to none. He loves children. He communicates with them, and he interacts with them. And he has a sense of his own net worth, and he communicates that to his peers and adults. He set the record, the Henderson House record, for eating chicken, and put all of his bones on my plate and told Barbara that, see, you need to feed your husband more. Well, he had that kind of sense of humor. He shot hoops with the boys who came by to see George Jr. And when he was leaving, he said, George, I know these are trying times for you, and there will be individuals who will try to get you to engage in violence. Well, Bill was also committed to nonviolence, and he really believed in it. He said, you might win this thing being nonviolent, but don't you play the game in a violent way, because you'll lose. You can't win violently. Morally was what he was saying. He also said there will be people who will try to destroy your character, who will talk about you. Don't worry about what people say about you. You just be concerned about how you behave and what you say. Good advice. Now, I needed those words at that time because I was receiving an awful lot of negative criticism, not only from our adversaries, my adversaries, but also from some of the black students who thought that I was too passive.
But there were good signs that were happening on campus.
Yes.
Marthenia Miller, black sophomore finalist for Miss OU.
Yes. We had several things happening in terms of black students. For the very first time, we had black students who were competing for Miss OU and for other achievements. To have a black student with a picture on the front page of the student newspaper meant that we were breaking new ground for the university. That meant that blacks would be on the front page of the student paper, not just for the athletic accomplishments, but for other kinds of university-related activities. Very proud to see her there.
Bill Moffitt was another victory for you.
First African-American student government president. First of a long line of them. Bill was my favorite. He later became a very prominent criminal defense attorney in Washington, D.C., who died of a heart attack. But when he was here, Bill Moffitt made a believer out of me. I guess the way to put it in perspective, I said of a black student becoming president of the student government, the same as what many of us blacks said about the black becoming a president of the United States. It had that kind of symbolism and that kind of reaction. I never thought I would see it in my lifetime at the University of Oklahoma. I wanted it to happen. Oh, I wanted it to happen, but I didn't think it would happen. Let's face it. Less than 5% of the black students are not going to get a black president of student government. Hello? He did.
And that was in
1969.
However, this didn't lessen the outbreak of fistfights and
no
incidents of arson.
But we also had then the Vietnam protests going on. And Bill was instrumental in keeping the students nonviolent during those protests.
And while you didn't have a groundswell of public opinion favoring racial equality during this time, administrators would chastise students for trampling on flowers, but they ignored racism.
Yes. It was a very difficult time for those of us who believe that our cause was just. If our cause is so just, why do we keep losing so many of these opportunities to improve?
And then even those white people who would sign on with you, they'd face a backlash.
Backlash, and they would then drop out. I understood, and I didn't blame them, because it meant that some of them, especially faculty members and staff members, who wanted to advance in their careers, found out if they were identified with us, the probability of them achieving their ultimate goal of rising in their professions were minimized or even truncated where they wouldn't achieve those things. I didn't blame them. I didn't fault them for abandoning us during the time of need. I understood, but I was disappointed.
So you had to recruit allies.
One conversation at a time.
And the allies would come from those who were standing on the sidelines.
Yes. I convinced them, I guess the way that I did it was to point out, I hate to use a horrible analogy of what was happening in Nazi Germany, for example, but if it can happen to us, black students on campus, and if you remain silent, It could happen to the American Indians. It could happen to the Asians. It could happen to the poor whites. And eventually, it could happen to you, I would say.
Eventually, the white student conservatives and moderates began to come out of the shadows. All along, they may have been supporting you, but now they decided to step forward and support
yes.
you and the ASU.
They even established their own organization, the Student Action Committee, all white students, who then, independent of the African-American students, challenged racism and segregation, discrimination, wherever they found it on campus. And that independent voice was a welcome relief for us because it wasn't just black people complaining. It was white students also complaining about the same situations.
City of Norman, too, made huge strides toward equality.
Yes.